to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your grace and your peace and your mercy. We thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes started this call. Their obedience, O Heavenly Father, let us hear where we can get a word straight from you each Monday through Friday. We just want to make sure that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask that you keep a special hedge of protection around these two dynamic and amazing women of God as they go forth in you, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless the Des De Leon family and artist's life. Lord, as we continue to just do and be that which you've called us to do and be, we just want to make sure that we're bringing you the glory, you the praise, you the honor as we move in Christ each and every day. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honors, do you? And we say amen, amen, and amen. I am now going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, beautiful. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, my beautiful sister, who is kind, who is keenly aware of the gifts that God has bestowed upon her, who is insightful, as she knows I love that beautiful, sultry voice. Well, good morning to you, and to you. This is Minister Ada Grace greeting you from Brooklyn, and I am just so excited. Had a great rest on last night, and I thank God that from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same for our wonderful Lord and Savior. If this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, will you allow me to just tell you a few things about our call and our ministry? The Master's Call was founded back on October 25th, 2010. So this fall, we'll be celebrating our seventh year of this call. Just amazing. It was founded by two dynamic, anointed, and appointed women of God, and they are Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Dr. Dimples, our super fantastic lady, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We affectionately call her our Mother Eagle. And so the mandate of this call was to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Founded on the scripture found in the division of the 88 Psalms, verse 13, but I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, just as you heard Minister Kai open up the call with prayer, we will also end the call in prayer. And then ever since the inception of this call, we have take your prayer requests and your praise reports live on Friday. So we have a part one and a part two of this call every Friday. However, we know that life happens, and or you may not be able to always get on the call on Friday. So we do have an email where you can email your prayer requests or your praise reports to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will respond to your email. Now, the Master's Call has a website. We have a whole buffet spread of messages that have been archived over the years, so you never have to be without an encouraging, uplifting word. So you can head over to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. And again, you will be able to read in their entirety our bios of our different speakers and ministers, and you will find a different information there. You'll also find that our theme for this year is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Oh, I'm so excited because so many of my goals and dreams have been realized in this very first quarter of the year. You cannot tell me that prayer doesn't work. Now, the common thread that brought many of us together here on the Master's Call is an amazing and wonderful health and wellness company, Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life. If you're not familiar with our products that provide cellular nutrition or our reshaping garments or our wonderful skincare, we invite you to get back to the person who invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can absolutely change your life. Now, we have a conference coming up. Two wonderful, amazing leadership conferences coming up. The first one is coming up in Los Angeles on May 6th. And the second one will be May 20th in Houston, Texas. And so this is going to be awesome. If you want to strengthen your mentality as a businessman or businesswoman, you want to increase your personal development, you want to grow your business and hear information on professional and financial wellness, you don't want to miss this conference. Again, there are two, one in LA on May 6th and one in Houston, Texas on May 20th. Please check your back office or check with the person that introduced you to this call. Now, I believe I have said what I needed to say, and it brings me great pleasure, great joy to tell you about our minister for today. She is absolutely no stranger to our call. In fact, she is one of our co-founders. I like to put it to you this way. She's a pretty lady. She's enthusiastic. She is kind. She is optimistic. She is a loving leader. And she is appointed to be our mouthpiece for today. Whom am I speaking of this morning? I'm speaking of none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. Let me just give you a little highlight, a few points about her bio. If you want to read about what this woman has been doing in her time on this earth, you head over to our website where you can read practically a half a book on what this woman has been doing, this powerful woman of God. Dr. P.K. Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and an alumni of Alcorn State University in Norman, Mississippi. She earned a Master of Divinity specializing in psychology. She was awarded a Doctorate of Humanities. She was commissioned in the as an Army chaplain in 1985. She has pastored chapel services at each assignment in 1995. I tell you, this woman been doing some stuff here. But what I love to say before I bring her on is that she was married to her beloved husband of 35 years before the Lord called him home. And from that marriage, two amazing children came forth, Elijah Jr. and Davola, and five amazing grandchildren. It is by far my delight, pleasure, and privilege to bring to the floor who's been sharing with us a dynamic series on choices. So I'm going to get out the way and bring forth this powerhouse of a woman of God. I want to ask at this time, Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Well, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear you, and I can see that beautiful smile and them dimples all the way from Brooklyn, New York. The floor is yours, beautiful woman of God. God bless you.
You are so kind. You are so kind. Thank you for that lovely introduction. Thank you for hosting us this morning. You are wonderful. I thank God for you and Doug and what you bring to the ministry of this call. I thank God for what you are doing in your place there in that city of New York. God bless you. I also want to acknowledge my spiritual daughter, and I tell you I absolutely love you, Minister Kai. I know that you are working, but in the midst of your work, you still take time to come and do what we need you to do. And Pastor Vanessa and I just can't talk enough about your dedication and faithfulness and what you do for us here on this call. I also want to thank God this morning for Pastor Vanessa, my sister, chosen by God to walk with me through this prayer process. And I thank God for her faithfulness and her steadfastness. And with that being said, I want to love up on each and every one of you over the call this morning who decided to get up early and get on this call to hear what thus says the Lord. With that being said, we are going to get right into the word. I have 10 minutes to drop something into your spirits this morning, and then we are going to run on and see what God gives us to do for the rest of the day. Almighty God, this is your time with us, and we commit this time with you to speak to us and give us a word, God, that will give us direction to go forth living successful on this day, exemplifying everything that you are about so that your light will shine through us in this world of darkness and people will see you, Lord Jesus, and say, I want to live that life. We love you, we praise you, and we give you the glory right now in Jesus' name. As I've already stated, I'm so happy to have each of you. We have been working on choice, a small word, but a word that makes a difference in our lives. And this morning's scripture, you all, is going to come from Deuteronomy. And excuse me, as you can tell, I am struggling with this voice a little bit, but it's okay. We're going to get through this short time together if you would just hang in here with me. Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 22nd through the 26th verse. And after I read these verses, you will understand why they are so important to me. Make an offering of 10%, a tithe of all the produce which grows in your fields year after year. This is from the Message Bible. As you all know, I like Peterson and this Message Bible. Bring this into the presence of God, your God, at the place he designates for worship, and there eat the tithe from your grain, wine, and oil, and the firstborn from your herds and flocks. In this way, you will learn to live in deep reverence before God, your God, as long as you live. But if the place God, your God, designates for your worship is too far away and you can't carry your tithe that far, which is not true for us right now, God, your God, will still bless you. Exchange your tithe for money and take that money to the place God, your God, has chosen to be worshipped. Use the money to buy anything you want, cattle, sheep, wine, anything that looks good to you. You and your family can then feast in the presence of God, your God, and have a good time because you have chosen well. Well, this morning's little theme is just one thing, just one thing. After you have sensed, and I talked last week about you wanting what God wants for you, after you now sort of sense and understand what it is that God wants to for you, what do you do then? Well, you want to begin to discipline yourself by walking and choosing not four or five or six or seven things, but just one thing at a time. I want you to just choose one thing that you want God to help you to perfect as you are writing your story. I also want you to remember that each and every day, God gives us a clean sheet to write our life story. And my question is, what are you writing on your page today? Well, for most of my adult life, you know, I want you to know that each year in January, our own Pastor Vanessa continued, you know, I've been doing this for years, but we would start off January with fast and understanding what the theme is for that year and practice and work toward that theme and understanding that God is releasing something great in your life and to identify what those things are and work on a discipline. Well, I have three things that I want to share with you this morning that God has helped me with as I have gone through the years, gone down through the years. One thing which has been kind of tough, and it was tough for me initially, was this thing called tithe. When I was growing up, we were in the Baptist church, and we were paying dues. And for me to go to another church, the Church of God in Christ, and Pastor Sam Quinn talked to me about paying tithe, 10% of a dollar, and me giving 10% to God and keeping 90 cents to myself, well, it was easy to do when I had a dollar. But then when I got $10 and that dollar, giving a dollar out of that 10, that got to be a little . And then when I got to get $100 and giving 10 of that, of the, I said, oh, Lord. And then one day God asked me to give $1,000, and I said, okay, now, God, come on now. But you all, when I truly released my finances to God and said, God, I don't want to see how least I can give you. I want to see how much I can give you. And that does not just include the 10%, but it includes the 10% plus sacrificial. Whatever you give me, I'm going to give back to your ministry. I'm going to give not only to where I am worshiping, Lord, but to whatever ministry you give to me to give to. And because we made that decision, my story today is different because of that small discipline. What happened with that discipline, Dr. PK? Well, as we began to do that, I remember one January, David, my husband at the time, says, "Now, baby, we're going to pay our tithe for the year." I said, "Tithe for the year, honey? Tithe for the year is $10,000. Where are we going to get that from?" And he says, "We're going to take it from our retirement." I said, "Really? Uh-huh." The Lord says, this is what he said, the Lord says that if I pay my tithe for the year by July, we are going to be debt-free. I said, uh-huh, yeah, I've been the one that's been praying here, and now all of a sudden you're going to decide, you're going to. But I didn't say anything because you got to understand that when we pray and ask God for a covering, and that's what I've been praying for, and praying for leadership in this man, and when he stepped up to the plate with this big thing, I'm saying, is this really God? Have you all ever been there? Uh-huh. Well, I didn't say anything, but yes, sir, if that's what you hear God saying, we're going to do just that. I want you to know by July we were debt-free. All of the credit cards were paid off, all of the cards, everything was done. He was a master with numbers, but more than that, he had become a master at hearing the voice of God and helping me to say, yes, Lord. I want you to know that I bit hard on my tongue. Yes, I did. It needed a bandage to not say anything but to follow. Sometimes we need to not say anything and practice that thing that Pastor Vanessa encourages us to practice, the Psalm ministry, shut up ministry, and just say, yes, Lord. As a result of that small discipline, I understood what it meant to walk in a debt-free lifestyle. Man, it felt so good. Secondly, you all, I want you to know that early on in ministry, early on, God placed a man in our lives named Elder John Lawrence. He came to our house. I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s, and he asked me about my food supplements. And I said, I don't do food supplements. I'm already energetic enough. He says, I don't care how much energy you have right now. If you live, baby girl, there will come a day when you're going to reach into the till and nothing will be there. But if you start using food supplements right now, it won't be hard for you to look a doctor in the face and say, I hear what you're saying, sir. I hear what you're saying, ma'am. But God has given me seed and herbs from the ground for this body. And so it was from his teaching that David and I got on the trail of looking for good food supplementation. It's thus bringing us to Artist International. Artist International has some of the greatest supplements, and I thank God for the discipline of including food supplementation in my diet. As a result of that, when I got sick, I did not look to the doctor said. I looked to the Word of God and looked to those who believed in food supplementation. Finally, the third thing that I want to talk to you about is one day David and I decided that we would never go to sleep. You know, we would get up every morning, do our devotions, and we would never go to sleep angry with each other based on the word that says, do not let the sun go down on your wrath, right? And so as a result of our practicing the small discipline of just getting in the word and praying with each other and allowing the scripture to become alive in us, we were able to have not a perfect relationship of 35 years, but definitely one that I would look back on and can share some nuggets with somebody that will help you understand that you can stay in a relationship if you put God first and you work together. You can live a good, happy life together being married. You don't have to shack. You don't have to commit fornication. You don't have to be I could put a yes, Lord, up under that and preach that just a little while. Finally this morning, I told you three, but I got four. Finally, I want you to know that last year I decided to implement a 10-day Daniel fast quarterly into my life. Why? Because I was seeking a closer walk with God. Dr. PK, you've been saved all of these years. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. But I still was I was looking for something that was not there in my life. Why? Because I had gone through a transition that had left a void in my life that just was not filled, and I needed God to do something for me. I needed to hear his voice more clearly. I wanted to rely on his strength and not my strength, because I'd gotten so weak. I wanted my emotions to be healthy, because I was raw, just raw. You said boo, and I was crying. I wanted to clear the negative thoughts, because somehow I had attached too many negative people in my life around here. And I wanted a peace of mind. I needed peace. How many of you are saying, Dr. PK, if I could just get some peace? Lord, peace. Peace of mind is something that it surpasses all understanding. I wanted a healthy weight loss, not a yo-yo up and down. I wanted to be consistent in how I was looking and walking. So I started using the Maker's Diet, Transformation Maker's Diet with Jordan Rubin. And I started with a group of 4 to 6 ladies who really supported me in this walk and in this journey. And as a result of my life story changing, their life story is changing as well. All of us have the testimonies of what a 10-day fast based upon the scripture coming out of Daniel can absolutely do for your life. And so we start another one this morning for 10 days to detoxify, to cleanse us, to shake off this old stuff that we have just picked up this quarter, not waiting until the end of the year, not waiting, but just every quarter we want to take a checkup on our spiritual checkup. Now, ever since I started seeking God through fasting, I can sense his voice more clearly. His word is more alive to me than ever before. Consistent fasting with prayer even reveals to me things in my life that need to be cleansed and give me the energy that I need to go on. you all, I want to bring this to a close because I am definitely out of time. Lord have mercy. If I had not tithed, if I had not supplemented my diet, had I not decided to fast, had David and I not decided to pray every morning and develop these one thing at a time, we didn't try to do it all. As I evaluated my life in preparation for this sermon today, I had to realize, you all, this is something that happened down through the years. But because I decided to make God my choice and to take these disciplines to change my life, I sit before you today living a super fantastic life, not a perfect life, but a super fantastic life under the anointing of God, doing those things that I believe will change your life and my life for a lifetime. Okay, with that being said, come on and take us out of here.
Amen, amen, and amen. And thank you, Dr. PK, for sharing with us how you and your late husband were able to set some disciplines that enable you to live a debt-free lifestyle. Thank you for sharing from your heart this profound message. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Oh, merciful and kind God, we come this morning thanking you for the woman of God and how she poured into us this morning, her continued series that I'm getting so much out of, and I'm sure you all are too, on choices, the choices to honor God, the choices to fast and pray, the choice to be in agreement with your husband or your wife. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true and that it will never return to us void. But how awesome it is to hear someone share how the power of your word has truly transformed a life, a marriage. And you have certainly answered many of Dr. PK's prayers. So we ask that you pour back virtue into our co-founder. We ask that you continue to bless her health and continue to give her the desires of her heart as she walks closer with thee. Bless her children and her grandchildren, Lord God. We just thank you for what's going on down there at the super fantastic Joy Retreat. We thank you for that you are sending resources from the north, the south, the east, and the west to continue to bless her. We also want to lift up our affectionately wonderful Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to give her the strength to do all that you have called her to. We thank you for our dear Mother Josie and that she has continued to be a strong woman of faith. What a dear, precious mother. We pray for all those of us who have mothers in the earth and as well as those who have gone on. Lord, let us continue their legacy of faith of serving. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We ask that you continue to give Alejandro and Elvia the wisdom that they need to continue to move this company to a billion-dollar company. We thank you for every distributor from the advisor on up to the Royal Platinum all across this world. We thank you how you have opened up doors in places like Japan for we to go and artist the world. Lord, we lift up these upcoming conferences to you, asking you, Father God, to please make provision available for those who have a desire to take their business to the next level, Lord God. We ask that you bless their hands as they go out and serve and share and pull in the resources, Lord God. We thank you for our TMC family. What a blessing, Lord God, to meet here every morning and to share through this telecommunication sanctuary. And, Lord, we do want to lift up anyone who's in a spirit of bereavement right now, Lord God. You know the comfort that they need. You know the peace that they need that as they have had to say goodbye to a loved one. We pray, Father God, that anyone that is experiencing any infirmities in their body, that you would touch them in the precious name of Jesus. We ask all these things in the precious, matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I got to hear the replay, the playback of this call. That number is 712 432-1085 with an access code of 957677 pound. If you have T-Mobile or Metro PCS, you may dial our bridge number so that you're not being charged for these calls. That number is 857-957-1147. Dial that first, and then the dial-in number, and then the access code. Many of us right now are getting ready to head over to the new morning motivational call, where our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will be bringing the word on Inspirational Monday. That phone number is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617 pound. One more time, 712-770-4005. Access code 294-617 pound. I like to thank that sultry, beautiful, kingly, aware, and insightful Minister Kai for greeting and seating us this morning and opening us up with that prayer. And woman of God, my pretty lady, enthusiastic, kind, optimistic, loving leader, and appointed and anointed woman of God, Dr. PK, will you come on back and give us our closing benediction, please?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dr. PK.
Thank you. I love you, and thank you so much for what you do. As we are closing out today, I just want you to remember, you don't have to do a lot of things at one time, but by all means, do one thing at a time and do something today that will absolutely change your life. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask now that your grace, your mercy, and your peace will rest, rule, and abide in each of our lives as we go out today being bright lights, exemplifying you in everything we do. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today, my friend. I love you. Bye-bye.